but it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the Metro.
Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pictures.
Admiral's Express, the great gladiator, the gladiator gris, l'a fait encore une fois, une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Board from the home studios at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. What a weekend of racing this is going to be. Highlighted, of course, by the 1.5 million Pepsi North American Cup. We're going to break it down for you with the voice of Mohawk and Woodbine Racing on the Standardbred side. Ken Middleton is next on Trot Radio.
August 20th through the 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Take in special limited seating events like Ultimate Band Challenge, Yuck Yucks on Tour, and the finals of the FBA Advanced Bartenders Competition, and play the Ponies Tournament. Adrenaline is all about food and drink as we feature over 15 food vendors plus beer and spirit tents. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase tickets for limited seating events online before they sell out. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. Ken Middleton is on the other end of my line as we look forward to the Pepsi North American Cup. $1.5 million on the line. Kenny, welcome to Trot Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, Norm.
Good to talk to you. Let's take a look at the field, and we know your favorite is well set in this one, but let's start from, let's look at the beginning of this field. Who have you got here drawn into the rail spot?
O.K. Boromir, one of the Ontario bred pacers, will be in there. He's been a real surprise this year, I think. I know the connections were high on him, but really up until his last couple of starts, he hasn't proven that he was the top Grand Circuit colt that he's going to have to face here in the upcoming North America Cup. But he's looked great in his last two starts, really good in the Burlington in the front end. And then I think the best race of his career was his most recent effort when he weaved through traffic and came from off the pace to be a good second in his cup elimination.
In the two spot is the son of Badlands Hanover, a winner of his division, Mr. Wiggles.
Yeah, he was fantastic last week. Corey Callahan will make his debut in the North America Cup this year. He'll hook up with Brenda Teague, who has sent out a cup winner in Total Truth. He survived a 25-4 first quarter, which was a little bit surprising. His final quarter was just 28-2. He's not going to be able to get away with that this week in the final. But yeah, he used up a lot of energy to make the front, but he went the distance on a trying night.
In the three-hole, Dial or No Dial, Brian Sears to drive.
He's another colt who came from a really tough spot. He was parked every step of the way after getting off slowly from an inside post position in his limb, but he fired home in 26-4. And you know, he's probably one of the most consistent pacers we see in the field. He's been in the top three in all five this year, won 8 of 12 last year. He was just one of those big money horses. You know, he was always around in the big money races.
If I Can Dream, Bulletproof Enterprises, Tracy Brainard. Bulletproof Enterprises seems to have horses even racing on the moon.
Yeah, they've been dominating. They had a wicked weekend in New York last week, winning the Rooney and the Lismore. They've got three great fillies in the Fan Hanover on Saturday night. And this colt is another one. You know, he was just a blip on the radar screen as a two-year-old, but he's really blossomed into a top horse this year. He was Johnny on the spot to win the Rooney final, and he was rock solid on the front end last week once Brennan made the lead with him. He drew off the win by over two lengths, and he still had something left at the end. He'll need it this week, but he looked awfully good in 51-1.
Yeah, and he looked good, as you said, in the Rooney final on an off track. This leads us to our 2-1 favorite, your favorite, mine as well, Well Said.
Big League Connections, Big League Pedigree. He's got the money in the bank. He's got the fast mark. And he's versatile. He showed winning on the front end last week. It's not his ideal trip, though. His ideal trip is to come from off the pace. Connections trainer Steve Elliott is set up and down. He's twice the horse when he's able to chase horses at the end of the mile. But sometimes when you're 3-5 or 4-5 in elimination races, you get pushed into being a leader because you want to have the horse in position, and sometimes, you know, you don't get the luxury of working out the ideal trip. But I think that will be the case this week. He's got the right post in the center of the gate. Mm-hmm. There'll be enough speed. Horses have to bust out of there from outside post positions, you know, just to get themselves into the race. So I think Pierce will be afforded the luxury of tracking some cover this week, and for my money, I like Well Said.
And he's on the right kind of track to do that. Mohawk is thought to be the opposite of Woodbine in the sense that it does favor late closers.
Yeah, it gives them a better chance than Woodbine. It's so tough to make up ground in the final turn at Woodbine, but that's not the case at Mohawk. You know, they got that big accommodating sweeping final turn, which, you know, if you sit second or third over, you've got a great chance to get yourself into the race with that long stretch.
Keep It Real. It's got the six hole, another Maritime Invader. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Strikingly familiar. The only thing is, he didn't race as a two-year-old like Sun Beach Somewhere. You know, when Sun Beach Somewhere came back at the start of his three-year-old season, he was like the Toronto Maple Leafs. Everybody around here was on his bandwagon. They were just waiting for him to come back. But this colt never even raced as a two-year-old. They were close to getting him there, and then he had a foot issue, which resulted in them shutting him down early. So, but he's come a long way in a short period of time, and I really admire that. And the thing is, he's never really up until last week gone to the bottom of the well. He was fully extended last week, but his numbers were brilliant, and he's got great connections who can get him there. Steve Condren and trainer Joey Shea and the Webby family, and even Emmons McKay played a key role in getting him to the races early in his career. So it'd be a great story, that's for sure, Norm.
Yeah, for sure, two in a row. From the seven hole, Casey Coleman and John Campbell team up on Art Colony.
This is a horse who, again, he's the same as Dial or No Dial. You've got to love his consistency. He started off the year with a big win in the condition ranks June the 6th at Mohawk, and then a little disappointing in the Burlington Stakes in the fact that he got beat. He was 35 cents on the dollar. He had not a grueling trip or anything, but he got picked off by a horse who came at him late. And last week in the elimination, there was a little bit of a concern in the fact that he was in a perfect striking spot worked out by John Campbell, but he didn't want to pass Mr. Wiggles, and the final quarter, again, was only 28-2. He had a trip where, to be quite honest, he should have ate Mr. Wiggles alive, but he just hung a little bit in the stretch. So I think you'll see Casey maybe make some changes to his routine this week, and I think he'll be that much better. He's going to have to be.
Chasen Racin from the Teague Stables, always a presence on the Grand Circuit. Brenda Teague trains David Miller up to drive.
He's a horse you'd love to have 10 of them in your barn. I don't think he's a top colt. Like, you're maybe not going to see him step up and win a bunch of these big money races all the year, but you're going to know he's in them because he's just got the great closing speed. He's versatile. And, you know, great connections again. His chances may be compromised a little bit by the outside position, but he's a horse that wouldn't be shocked if he got a piece of the prize money.
Yeah, talk about bad positions. You got Annie's Western Card with Tietrich in the bike, and then you got Millionaire Cam with Jameson. Great drivers, lousy posts.
You're bang on there. Annie's Western Card, I think he's got the tactical speed to get him out of the jam, whereas Millionaire Cam, his best race is coming from off the pace, so he's just going to have to make the best of a bad situation, I think, whereas Tim Tietrich and Annie's Western Card, that horse has got a license to bust off the gate and get himself into a position, or I guess he could bust off the gate, Norm, and get himself into a whole world of trouble, too. It's one or the other.
Well, you may as well go for broke when you're going for $1.5 million.
Exactly. You can't take back sit last, not if you want to win. It's just, it's too tough to do because there are too many horses in the race that can come home in 26 and change. It's a chess game. You got to be in the right spot to win.
Well said, Ken Middleton. We look forward to hearing your call of the North American Cup on Saturday evening. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, my pleasure, and good luck to all the participants this week.
Ken Middleton, and that wraps it up for this edition of Trot Radio, brought to you by Standardbred Canada, produced by Bora Communications. Bye-bye.